Blackstone Audio presents Trashing the Planet by Dixie Lee Ray with Lou Guzzo. This book is dedicated to two groups of people. One, to all those honorable men and women of science and engineering, past and present, who work to better the conditions for human life on this planet. And two, to all those sensible citizens who may wonder or worry what all the environmental fuss is about, but whose access to facts is limited to the hyperbole of the popular media or to technical papers that are replete with qualifications and footnotes and are seldom written in common language. We have tried to be true to the first group while serving the second. Dixie Lee Ray and Lou Guzzo. Preface. This book was written because I believe too many people are losing touch with common sense. Reading the headlines and lead stories in newspapers or listening to television and radio news, one could conclude that we Americans are the most gullible of people, and certainly the most easily frightened. From simple scare stories about carcinogens lurking in everything we eat, breathe, and touch, to truly stupendous claims of earth-destroying holes in the sky, global changes in climate, and doom for Western society, we have been panicked into spending billions of dollars to cure problems without knowing whether they are real. Whatever happened to healthy skepticism? Whatever happened to the show me before you spend my money attitude? Shouldn't we question the assumption that every industrial product may be a danger to life and limb? Should every new development be fought against to protect us from everything, including ourselves? I was delighted to read that an industrialist in England is fed up with always being on the receiving end of shocking allegations from opponents of progress. Norman Mishler, chairman of the British arm of the German chemical giant Hoechst, hit back with this horrifying but fictitious account of the sinister goings-on at the plant of his rival, Imperial Chemical Industries, about to market water as a fire-extinguishing agent.